really acute disappointment in Frank's face. But as we all know, the mountain gets the last word. We'll be back. It's always here, strong, massive, powerful, uncaring about us, really, but a great place for us to come test ourselves and be inspired by the power of nature. So Frank is down in La Paz. We've had Brian and Scott also succumb to the challenges of getting well at altitude. They're strong men, but they each went down in their own way, and we got them back down to La Paz. And as I said earlier today on that summit attempt, first Phil, with extremely cold feet, we don't want to risk frostbite. He had to do the wise thing and turn back. And then Anthony, somewhat higher, above 3,000 meters, felt he was just given out in terms of the proper reserves. He needed to climb higher more than that safely. So he returned to high camp and waited for the summit climbers to come down. And we've got Kyle here, who's our non-climbing member. He's been off with his own goals. He reached 5,200 meters yesterday with Luis, one of our guides. And he's off hiking today just out of base camp. So we're in three locations. We're at high camp, about to descend. We're at base camp. And we're in La Paz. But the whole team will be together tomorrow. Thanks to everyone for the support and the care back home. Frank G. for the inspiration, as always. Bird Adventures guides, who did a fantastic job with support. And really, when it came down to the business of climbing today, amazing skills and amazing strength to conquer one of the true giants of the Andes. Congratulations to everyone.